Science and Technology.
Disinformation. Breaking the news. A Russia-linked network of websites uses AI to rewrite real news stories.
In the 1980s, the KGB had a well-worn method for pumping disinformation around the world. "We preferred to work on genuine documents," recalled Oleg Kalugin, a former KGB general, "with some additions and changes." That method has not changed greatly, but technology has accelerated the process. In early March, a network of websites, dubbed CopyCop, began publishing stories in English and French on a range of contentious issues. They accused Israel of war crimes, amplified divisive political debates in America over slavery reparations and immigration, and spread nonsensical stories about Polish mercenaries in Ukraine. That is not unusual for Russian propaganda. What was new was that the stories had been taken from legitimate news outlets and modified using large language models, most likely one built by OpenAI, the American firm that operates ChatGPT. In some cases, the prompt, the instruction to the AI model, was still visible. These were not subtle. More than 90 French articles, for instance, were altered with the following instruction in English: "Please rewrite this article, taking a conservative stance against the liberal policies of the Macron administration in favor of working-class French citizens." Another rewritten piece included evidence of its slant. "It is important to note that this article is written with the context provided by the text prompt. It highlights the cynical tone towards the U.S. government, NATO, and U.S. politicians. It also emphasizes the perception of Republicans, Trump, DeSantis, Russia, and RFK Jr. as positive figures, while Democrats, Biden, the war in Ukraine, big corporations, and Big Pharma are portrayed negatively." Recorded Future, a threat intelligence company, says that the CopyCop network has ties to DC Weekly, an established disinformation platform. The network had published more than 19,000 articles across 11 websites by the end of March 2024, many of them probably produced and posted automatically. One bit of human-generated content, though, a far-fetched claim that Volodymyr Zelensky, Ukraine's president, had purchased King Charles's house at Highgrove in Gloucestershire, was viewed 250,000 times in 24 hours. These crude efforts are unlikely to persuade discerning readers, but AI-enabled forgeries are still in their infancy. Future efforts are less likely to leak their incriminating prompts. "We are seeing every one of the nation-state actors and big cyber groups playing around with AI capabilities," noted Rob Joyce, the former director of cybersecurity for the National Security Agency, America's Signals Intelligence Service, on May 8th. In his memoirs, Mr. Kalugin boasted that the KGB published almost 5,000 articles in foreign and Soviet newspapers in 1981 alone. For the modern propagandist, those are rookie numbers.